Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter of the necessity of jihad and the virtues of striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, morning and evening. As we can see how long this chapter is, and so many virtues of going out in the path of Allah, so many virtues of jihad. This is the kindness and the clemency, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as time goes and as the days goes, it becomes more and more apparent why so much of emphasis has been laid on jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a beautiful injunction. That's why in one ayat Allah ta'ala mentions, عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ. Perhaps something that you dislike, but there's good for you in it. And some things that you like, but there's evil for you in it. So jihad is one of those things that people generally dislike. It's to do with fighting and striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, difficulty, hardship, toil and torment. But in it lies so much of benefit, lies so much of justice, so much of equity that lies in this amal of jihad. Otherwise what will happen is the zalimeen, those oppressors, they'll continue oppressing the weak, so long as the weak don't defend themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the system of jihad to stay right up till the day of Qiyamah. There will be some people that will defend Islam. There will be people that will defend those that are oppressed. And there will be those oppressors that will always remain there. And the system that Allah ta'ala has put in place for these type of people is that there must be jihad in place. So this jihad is of two types, as we explained before. We went through all the details. One is offensive and one is defensive. But at the moment we are doing all the fazail, the virtues, as far as jihad is concerned. عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن عاص رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال قفلة كغزوة رواه أبو داود بإسناد جيد. القفلة الرجوع والمراد الرجوع من الغزو وبعد فراغه ومعناه أنه يثاب في رجوعه بعد فراغه من الغزو. حضرت عبد الله بن عمرو بن عاص رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, returning from jihad is like going out in jihad. Returning from jihad is like going out in jihad. This hadith is showing the extreme kindness and reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do we know of anybody whose boss tells them that when you're returning home, it's like when you are coming to work, we're going to pay you also for the time that you're at home. We're going to reward you for the time that you're at home. It doesn't happen. People only get paid from the time they enter the workplace till the time they leave the workplace. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, قَفْلَةٌ كَغَزْوَةٍ. A person is returning home. It's as though he's going out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is even rewarding him. Ulama explained that whether he went, fought, finished the battle and then returned, or whether he went and there was no battle that took place. Sometimes it happens, you go out and no battle takes place. Person returns. In both situations, this person's returning is like him going out. In other words, he's getting rewarded, going back home also, like he had been out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine the extreme kindness from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama explained is because when a person is going out, he's going to prepare himself again. At some point he may need to come out again. He's going with this niyat that if I need to come out again I'll come out. So all I'm doing is I'm going back to prepare myself to come out on this niyat that this person is going back home. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewarding him totally. One hadith we did some time back, that the person that even keeps a horse for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the path of Allah ta'ala, all the grass that the horse eats, all the water that it drinks, all that it excretes also, all that will be collected on the day of Qiyamah, and it will be put on the scale in his benefit. Imagine that horse that is excreting and eating and drinking and whatever it's consuming on the way, on the road, etc. Everything will be weighed in the favor of this person. So much of reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give a person, to such an extent that even when he is returning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also rewarding this person. So what we learn from this hadith today is that the rewards of going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are immense. There's so many rewards, so beautiful. Allah ta'ala rewards a person, he compensates him, and even when he returns also, Allah ta'ala is still rewarding him. This is from the kindness and the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore we should always have this niyat in our heart. All of us should have this niyat that wallahi, if the time comes and the opportunity comes for me also to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wallahi, I'm ready to go. With that niyat already, he's got the sawab. Even if he doesn't get that opportunity to go, even if he doesn't have that help to go, even if he doesn't have that means to go, but because of his niyat, Allah Ta'ala will reward him fully. Like these people who are returning, they're going back to their homes, but they're being rewarded as though they're out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whilst a person is at home, he'll also get rewarded so long as he's got that niyat in his heart. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.